past the hour. Check the clock. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. Weekend edition, Johnny Taco at the helm, throwing the passes tonight. My all-pro wide receivers, Dominic Jimenez, and, of course, Zach Attack Young. We'll get to them in just a second, but lots of things to talk about, folks. First up, Super Gaff. Not Super Bowl, Super Gaff. Come on. It's got to be the biggest blunder in Super Bowl history, and it belongs to none other than Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll. Straight up, Pete Carroll is an idiot. You don't think so? Let me know. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tiger Woods back in the news and Bruce Jenner back in the news. And no, not for a sex change operation. He was on the police blotters for an extent down in Southern California. We'll talk about that in just a second. Dominic Jimenez, what's on your plate?
I'm going to start things off by apologizing to the Atlanta Hawks. Last week, I gave them so much praise. They had won 19 in a row, and then their very next game, they lost. So I feel like I might have been responsible for a jinx there. But they beat the Warriors last night, too. The Hawks are the best team in basketball right now.
Zach Attack Young, what do you bring to the dance, baby?
Oh, what do I not bring, Pedro? Of course, we got mixed martial arts. You know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some baseball. We're going to talk about some football, all kinds of things. Anything you want to discuss in the world of sports will be discussed on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
Zach Attack Young, the Big D, Dominic Jimenez in the studio with me. And, of course, on the other side of the glass, Assyrian Pete. Open phone lines coast to coast all across Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and I think Jamaica as well. 1-800-878-7529. So if you're hanging in Jamaica, you don't mind by hanging in Jamaica, give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition. We're going to talk scores. We'll talk standings. But that Super Gaff, come on. You got to have a one way or the other. How do you feel? 1-800-878-7529. Did Pete Carroll blow the Super Bowl? Did he blow it? Did you bet money on Seattle? Are you feeling it? Oh, God. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. You think I'm kidding? No, I would never kid you. Go to alchemywater.com, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Check out what they've got to say. And if you're convinced like I am, you'll be drinking the stuff 24-7. It's good stuff, straight up. Alchemywater.com brings you this combat sports update. Of course, the world of MMA on its heels right now. Of course, Anderson Silva, considered the best fighter in the history of the sport, possibly the former middleweight champion, 185 pounds of the UFC out of Brazil, the Spider, the iconic one, the longest reigning champion in history. I can go on and on and on and on. Well, guess what? He tested positive for steroids. Not one steroid, but two steroids. Of course, this was like a month prior to his January 31st fight with Nick Diaz, of course, at UFC 183. And why the Nevada City Athletic Commission didn't jump in and stop this fight in advance, they say they didn't know, and they didn't get the results of the test until after the event. Of course, speaking of the results, Nick Diaz, the man who lost a five-round decision to Anderson Silva and looked pretty small in doing so. I mean, one guy was like 15 pounds bigger than the other guy come octagon time. So straight up, come fight time, you know, Silva was almost in another weight class over Nick Diaz. And that's what was predicted. Nobody expected Nick Diaz to win this fight, okay? Scores were 50-45 twice and 49-46. That's five zipping rounds twice, and 49-46 means 4-1 in rounds. But straight up, Nick Diaz, I didn't think, brought enough. He didn't go after the leg of Anderson Silva. Of course, the leg that was so savagely broken by Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman checking that shin kick with a knee about a year and a half ago. And, of course, that put Anderson Silva on the shelf for an extended period of time. He came back, this one comeback fight. He tests positive for steroids, not once, but twice. Two different steroids. And this was like a month before the fight. The fight wasn't canceled. I'm livid about it. Zach Attack Young, something's rotten in Denmark. Doesn't that smell a little bit when he comes back dirty on the test a month before and they don't know until after the fight?
Yeah, that does look bad. I mean, it seems the UFC definitely plays favorites. They didn't really do anything with Jones. I mean, they had some weak fine that they gave him, and now they let Silva fight on steroids, apparently. That's what all indications show.
Well, Zach Attack Young, you're not being fair now. You're not being fair because John Jones went to rehab and he checked out after one day. Why did he check out after one day, Zach?
He was cured, Pedro. The healing powers of the champ are immeasurable.
Good enough. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. We're talking combat sports. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The fight will be declared a no contest. It'll go as a it won't go as a blight on Nick Diaz's UFC chart. Of course, he would have lost three fights in a row, but he made $500,000. Mr. Silva made $1.2 million, and believe it or not, the entire rest of the card, with the purses all put together, only came up to $2 million. Isn't that what this class action lawsuit against the UFC is all about by Kung Lee and these guys? I mean, they only paid $2 million in purses, and yet if they did 200,000 homes on pay-per-view at 50 bucks a home, that's $10 million right there. That's not even talking about international rights. I mean, good Lord. They're making a lot of money, Zach.
Yeah, they really are, and I think these guys are taking a look at Dana White's net worth, which is estimated to be about $300 million. No fighters anywhere near that, so there's something a little wrong with that, with that picture there, Pedro.
Okay. Of course, now, still the light heavyweight champion, John Jones. John Jones, Is he going to take on Anthony Rumble Johnson? That seems to be the fight people want. And I saw the other day where somebody was picking him. I think it was Rashad Evans, the former champion, was saying that John Jones is going to sleep if Rumble Johnson gets in the octagon with him. I wouldn't go that far, but if he hits him, he probably would be lights out, huh?
Yeah, Rumble Johnson has scary power. I think there might be a little bit of bias on Rashad's side, Jones being his former teammate and Rumble being his new teammate. So I think there might be a little bias factoring in there. But I do think when it comes to pure boxing and pure hand power, that you would have to give the edge to Rumble in that one.
Okay. Speaking of UFC, of course, the next UFC event is going to be UFC 184, Ronda Rousey versus Kat Zagano, February 28th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. See what Ronda can do as far as drawing on her own is concerned, because this main event, this entire card is going to be built on the back of Ronda Rousey and whether she can draw in her hometown, which is Southern California, L.A. area. Of course, some upcoming fights as far as the UFC is concerned. Lyoto Machida taking on Luke Rockhold. That's UFC on Fox when they come back April the 18th from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. But when you look down the calendar, the fights that I'm looking at, TJ Dillashaw and Renan Barrero, too. Of course, that's UFC 186, April the 25th. But going back to the UFC, now they're pound-for-pound list. Zach, have you seen their pound-for-pound list lately?
I haven't seen it since the last fight. What's it at now, Pedro?
John Jones, number one. Jose Aldo, number two. Demetrius Johnson, number three. Chris Weidman, number four. Anthony Pettis, number five. Cain Velasquez, number six. Ronda Rousey, number seven. I got no problem with that. Anderson Silva, number eight. And he's moved up a notch this week. How can you test positive for two steroids and move up a notch in the pound-for-pound rankings? Do you think Anderson's got dirty pictures of somebody hidden away somewhere or something? What's he blackmailing these people with?
I can't explain it, Pedro. There's a lot more deserving fighters. I don't even think Anderson Silva, he may not even be in the top five at middleweight anymore at this point based on that performance.
Okay. Anderson Silva, number eight. TJ Dillashaw, number nine. Robbie Lawler, number 10. Renan Barrero, number 11. Johnny Hendricks, number 12. The welterweight champion, Vitor Belfort, number 13. Vitor Belfort, number 13. Somebody's rigging the ballot box here. Somebody's got to be rigging the ballot box, Zach.
Yeah, I think they're just obligated to put some Brazilians on there or something. I mean, it's kind of been dominated by non-Brazilians for a while now, so I think they're just kind of trying to make it look more fair.
Number 14, the former champion, Dominic Cruz, of course, Torres. Left ACL, not once but twice, and now recently tore his right ACL. He's trying to put his act back together. But, you know, as long as he's been inactive, I think you should pull him from the list. And number 15 is Fabricio Werdum, of course, the interim UFC heavyweight title holder, going to take on the comebacking Cain Velasquez sometime in 2015. Now, what's wrong with that top 15 outside of Anderson Silva? It's a pretty solid top 15, but I don't know if I have Barrero up there, but it's a solid, pretty solid top 15.
Yeah, it is. I don't think Vitor really belongs in there. Neither does Barrero, but I think they may be doing that just to give some more legitimacy to their upcoming fights that they're having. I think that may be what they're trying to do.
Okay, the big fight week, the big combat sports fight week is going to be July the 11th. That'll be the crowning achievement, of course, of UFC Fight Week and UFC 189, Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor, of course, at the MGM Grand Garden. What are the odds on this fight? I heard it's about 2.5 to 1 for Aldo. Is it that high?
Yeah, I think it is. I think he's just been a long reigning champion. But 2.5 to 1, I mean, I think McGregor is still kind of an unknown commodity in a lot of people's eyes. So they're going with the long reigning champion. But I think McGregor has a good chance at upsetting Aldo in this one.
Okay, Benson Henderson in action. Of course, that's UFC Fight Night, Valentine's evening on UFC 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports 1, Valentine's night. A 5-round welterweight bout. Of course, the former lightweight champion now fighting at 170, Benson Henderson, in the main event. That takes care of MMA and the world of boxing. Are you tired of the Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao bull spit yet, or what?
Who are those guys, Pedro? I haven't heard anything about them.
I mean, you would think that in boxing, that's all that matters is these two little guys, and there's like 1,000 other fighters.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, let's give some credit to two little guys who do deserve credit, Roman Gonzalez and Naoya Inoue, who are flyweights who are not getting enough credit. Let's give them some more attention instead of focusing on Mayweather and Pacquiao so much.
Straight up, of course, the story is at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. This has been your Combat Sports Update. brought to you by Alchemy Water. There is a difference in the water you drink. A-L-K-A-M-E. AlchemyWater.com. Check it out. A proud sponsor of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Assyrian Pete at the controls on the other side of the glass. We throw rocks at him, but the glass is bulletproof, so he's sort of lucky. 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to little leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com. You know what? You can even go to the coupon code, type in phbat14, that's 1-4, for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. We're going to throw things to Pedro Fernandez for a little NCAA basketball.
Number 13th ranked Utah, 79-51 winners over Colorado, the top rank. Wow. You got to give it to these guys. You really got to do. The Wildcats still undefeated. I mean, 23-0. Give them their props. 68-61 winners. Aaron Henderson scored 23 points. Carl Anthony Towns scored 19 points. And the Wildcats look like they're going to be there at the end of the season. Straight up, that is your NCAA scorecard. Back to you for the NBA.
Thank you, sir. The Warriors, 106-92 winners over the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. The Wizards lay the beatdown on the Nets, 114-77. Pelicans lose big, not only with a 107-72 score against the Bulls, but they lose Anthony Davis with a shoulder injury. And the Sixers win again at home. The Sixers, 89-81 winners over the Hornets.
That is your sports update brought to you by who?
PH Bat. That's PH Bat, the pro hammer bat.
I don't want to say what it looks like. I said last week, and I got in all kinds of trouble. Let's take it to the Sports Byline phone lines. Assyrian Pete shaking his head in the other room because he knew what I was going to say. Let's go to Texas and bring in Christian listening tonight on TuneIn.com Radio. What's happening, Christian, baby?
Good evening, Senor Fernandez.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, sir. Listening via the TuneIn Radio app from Galveston County, Texas, the intellectual capital of the world, home of Jack Johnson and all that.
Well, I'll say this. Galveston was beautiful. I was down there. I did some fights with George Foreman back in 1989. I televised the fights. I had a great time down there in Galveston. It's beautiful. And it's just like the Glenn Campbell song. Galveston is as beautiful as the song. I mean, it's the sea. Enough. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, when it comes down to... Actually, I got two things to talk about in regards to the mixed martial arts. Well, first of all, when it comes down to that big fight weekend at the end of this month, on February 27th, you're going to have Chris Cyborg defending the Invicta featherweight title against Charmaine Not-So-Sweet Tweet. Then the following night, you're going to have Ronda Rousey defend the UFC women's bantamweight title against Alpha Kat Zingano. All I got to say is, when are these two, Rousey and Cyborg, going to shut up and start fighting each other?
I think it boils down to Cyborg making the weight, and Cyborg, of course, wasn't part of the UFC, and now she's evidently, with Invicta's signed a deal with the UFC, so the Invicta girls are like semi-UFC girls, and I think she's eventually going to make her way over to the UFC, and she has to fight Ronda Rousey, because if she doesn't, Ronda Rousey is going to be gone. She's not going to be around the octagon. I don't think she'll be around another year and a half, maybe a year. I don't see her staying that long. And of course, she is the most popular figure right now in the world of mixed martial arts, bar none. Ronda Rousey, of course, February 28th, UFC 184 in the main event. And Kat Zingano's not going the route just like the rest of them, man.
Okay, I can understand that. Now, when it comes down to Anderson Silva, when it comes down to Anderson Silva getting caught with roids, and you hear how his country, his home country of Brazil, two of their promotions are trying to clean up their act when it comes down to giving random drug tests, just like how the UFC are doing, and Jungle Fight, while at Ismael's promotion, is about to make it three promotions in Brazil. But when it comes down to Brazilian fighters and performance-enhancing drugs, do you think that's kind of like a running gag, or do you think that's just a rare occurrence?
Cleaning up performance-enhancing drugs in Brazil amongst their athletes is sort of like, cleaning up dirt. It's impossible. You can't clean dirt.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is, how do you clean dirt? You can't clean dirt. Dirt's dirty. It's going to stay dirty. These guys down there, it's their incentive. Okay, it's an incentive they have to rise to the top. And, of course, they'll go down any avenue to get there. Many fighters will go down any avenue to get there. There's a lot of heavyweights that took steroids. And as far as boxers are concerned, Evander Holyfield for one, Tommy the Duke Morrison for another. Okay, a lot of guys, Roy Jones. I mean, I can go on and on. There's a lot of guys in boxing who have taken PEDs. But now the focus is on the world of mixed martial arts, because every time you talk to somebody in the street and you talk about MMA and UFC, the first thing they bring up is, aren't all those guys on steroids? Am I right, Christian?
Well, they say the same thing about professional wrestlers and boxers, too.
Wrestlers, yes. Boxers, no. Boxers, that's my forte, and the boxers, not as much. I said there are heavyweights that have taken steroids. I think Mike Tyson took some steroids in his time. But, I think the professional wrestling, that's performance driven. I mean, it's all about looks and that kind of good stuff, so we're not really calling that a sport. We call that theatrics around here, exhibitions, straight up. They're good athletes, but they're not really competing, and so we're not going to call that competitive sports. But the UFC, Bellator, Invicta, if this chick, Cyborg Santos, if she needs a shave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Ronda says she'll fight her, even if she needs a shave at 5 in the afternoon from taking them steroids. But I'm telling you, if she needs a shave at 5 in the afternoon, she needs to be thrown out of the sport. This guy, Anderson Silva, the iconic figure that he is, let me tell you, Christian, this is the way it's going to go down. They're going to blame this on a doctor. They're going to blame it on a doctor. They're going to say the doctor prescribed this and the doctor prescribed that, and Anderson had no idea what he was taking. This is called plausible denial, sort of like the CIA did when they killed Kennedy back in 1963. But that's what's going to happen. Mark my words, it's going to go down to some lowly guy, some doctor, some guy in Brazil that administers some drugs to him and is recovering from that broken leg. That's the way that's going to go down.
Okay, I can understand that. But one more question I want to ask. What are your thoughts about Chael P. Sonnen trying to get Wanderlei Silva to take this offer by the good folks over at World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated?
I think that Vince McMahon's a smart guy. He realizes there's a potential to bring some reality into his world of wrestling entertainment. Of course, his theatrical settings that he's put together. And I think that right now, although he said he had 1 million buyers on that WWE network, I think those numbers are a bit phony. I really do. I think those numbers are real phony. I don't think he's getting 1 million viewers at $10 a month or something like that. I think the WWE network's going to be a failure. I think the WWE is going down. And unfortunately for Vince McMahon, what can I say? When Vince McMahon goes down, maybe the territories in wrestling will come back straight up. That's what we miss in the world of professional wrestling, was all these little areas had their own champions. San Francisco had a United States champion. Oregon had a Pacific Coast champion. Down in L.A., they had the America's champion. In other words, all these different champions all across the country. Detroit had the Sheik. He was the U.S. champion. They all had these little champions. When McMahon came along and took care, you know, and wiped this whole thing out, and that's why so many people hate McMahon, is that he's killed his business. Zach Attack Young, you a big pro wrestling guy?
No, I'm not really too into pro wrestling. I used to watch it when I was younger.
What about you, Dom?
I keep up every now and then. Yeah, I'll be at WrestleMania in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium in March. That's for sure. Just because it's here.
WrestleMania. Amazing. You know, I remember seeing the first WrestleMania event with my little sister. I brought her down. I think it was 1984 at the Civic Auditorium back when I was a cop. So we just passed, flashed my badge, and everybody got to go in for free. I plead. Yeah, well, the statute of limitations up on that. So anyway. It was pretty cool. Hulk Hogan and those guys back then. Sidney Lauper, of course, Mr. T, Rowdy Piper, Muhammad Ali. There's Mike Tyson's been involved. There have been some great characters over the years, but I think that WrestleMania, and I think the allure of professional wrestling is gone because of the fact that people are real wrestling now with the UFC.
Yeah, I will completely agree with that. The game's changed. The fabric of, oh man, this is the fabric and the veil, if you will, the veil, this is real, that's long gone. And I think that's taken some of the shine away from it. Plus, if you're not watching the WWE, you don't have many other options now. At least before, you know, you had WCW and all those other.
You've got TNA Impact Wrestling, of course, and they're out of Memphis, Tennessee, and they're doing their thing on Destination America now. They got bumped off Spike. Speaking of Spike TV, they're picking up boxing. Al Heyman's doing some boxing on Spike TV. Al Heyman's covering all bases there, huh, Zach Tech?
Yeah, Al Heyman's he's putting all kinds of cards. It's supposed to be on BET, Spike TV, and NBC.
He's an amazing man. There's only 3 pictures of him on the internet. The guy's more of a recluse than a Syrian Pete. I kid you not. You haven't seen this guy, and there's all these veiled allegations about him and suspicions and people whispering and rumors, that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he is the most powerful man in boxing, no doubt about it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to get to the Super Gaffe. Of course, Super Bowl 49 going down the way it did. And a lot of people are still like scratching their head, especially if you bet on Seattle. I mean, you had to be thinking, good Lord, here I am. I'm about to win. I'm up there on the goal line. And then the guy throws the ball. I was stunned. I was watching this in a bar on Columbus Avenue in North Beach here in San Francisco. And I was just like blown away by it. I'm still blown away by it. And, of course, it's going down as the biggest gaffe in Super Bowl history. We'll talk about that after the break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Got some NCAA scores to come up with in about 20 minutes. Of course, going back to the NBA. Straight up, NFL, baseball. And if you want to talk combat sports, we can do that as well. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Bruce Jenner. Going down the road in Southern California today, some guy driving by said, Good Lord, that looked like Bruce Jenner. Pow! He got in a car accident. Unfortunately, one guy's dead. Seriously, I'm telling you, Bruce Jenner, Brucey, whatever you want to call him, her, had an accident. There was a fatality involved. Now, I'm sorry for the person that got hurt, but straight up, Bruce Jenner, I mean, I don't know, man. This is weird. This whole thing's weird. 1976 decathlon guy. I mean, he was like the stud of studs. The guy had all the finest chicks in the world. Come on. And look where he went. He wants to be a girl. I don't get it. But straight up, he's allowed his choice. And Bruce, we were behind you 100%, just like we're behind Assyrian Pete in his desire to have a sex change. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Spectacular unspoiled beauty, towering glaciers, and abundant wildlife are just a few of the many highlights on YMT Vacation's 12-day Grand Alaskan Tour and Cruise, including Denali National Park. Offering spring and summertime departures, your adventure begins as you travel the park's highway to Talkeetna. Visit the Iditarod Sled Dog Headquarters near Wasilla, enjoy the vistas of Mount McKinley, and with over 6 million acres of majestic beauty, Denali National Park. Then, it's time to relax on your 7-night cruise aboard Norwegian Cruise Line Sun. Prices start at only $1,699 plus tax and includes hotel, cruise, and much more. Low-cost airfare available too. Plus, for a limited time, ask how you can save up to $1,000 per couple. For reservations and details, call YMT Vacations at 1-888-400-5770. That's 1-888-400-5770. Or check out ymtvacations.com. GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I get into the music a little bit too much, but the clock says 40 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, iTunes.com, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I keep going. Bottom line is there's a plethora of internet platforms out there that carry the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But iHeartRadio has got it going on. You can go to iHeartRadio.com, download the free app, and take any of these Sports Byline shows anywhere you go, 24/7, on your smartphone or your tablet, straight up. Of course, you can catch my daytime show as well, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to mention 51-time PGA winner, wow, Billy Casper, died at the age of 83 today. Billy Casper was a great golfer, and I remember him as a kid playing against Jack Nicklaus and things like that, but straight up, he passed away at the age of 83 years old. God rest his soul. Super Bowl 49, the most controversial Super Bowl in the history of the Super Bowls as far as you're concerned, Dominic?
No, I'll still say the 49ers-Ravens was more controversial with the power outage.
Okay, good enough. Zach Attack Young, how you weighing in on this? What was it? Is this the most controversial Super Bowl of all time?
Worst call I've seen in Super Bowl history. I did not understand that at all.
Well, you know, I think that Dominic was alluding to the fact that Jim Harbaugh, back in a couple of years ago when he played his brother, he threw the game. Actually, he threw the pass, threw the ball. And, of course, bring me back to that day. Go on.
Niners had the ball at about the 6-yard line, and instead of continuing to run the ball with Colin Kaepernick or your horse, Frank Gore, decided to throw it 4 times, including a fade. Fades don't work.
Well, of course, that was the Super Bowl, and of course, football is a game of inches. And of course, the 49ers came up just 5 yards short of capturing that world championship, of course, going to the Harbaugh Brothers, the Harbaugh Brother Bowl, but straight up, Jim Harbaugh blew it then, and now the Seattle coach, Pete Carroll. It's on Pete Carroll. Isn't this all on Pete Carroll, Zach? I mean, it's on his shoulders. He bears the blame here.
Yeah, I think that that's what you have to go with, and to me, it just makes no sense. Marshawn Lynch had run a few yards just before that, and then they decide to throw it. That is probably the worst place that you can possibly throw it, with the defense stacked in that small area, and you choose to throw it with 3 more downs left. It just didn't make any logical sense, but I think that they honestly did not want Marshawn Lynch running that in and grabbing his crutch to be like the defining moment of the Super Bowl. I don't think that Roger Goodell wanted that. I think Roger Goodell might have fainted if that happened.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned they didn't want Marshawn Lynch grabbing his junk with the game-winning touchdown. What about Doug Baldwin pretending to take a metaphorical poop on the field? They didn't really show it on the broadcast, thankfully. I can only imagine the kind of calls the FCC and the NFL would have gotten on that one. But when he caught his touchdown, that was his one catch of the game. He pretended to pull his pants down and use the football, and he pooped the football. I think that was far worse. You know what I think happened is Pete Carroll got too cute. He tried to like, okay, you know what? I got Bill Belichick. He's not expecting the pass. I'm going to pass the ball on him. Everybody in their mom in America and every country watching this game is expecting Marshawn Lynch to get the ball. So I'm going to pass it. Oops.
But Zach's right. He was passing in a phone. It was literally a football phone booth. I mean, come on, Zach. I can't say enough. Listen, everybody has played football, even if you played it in the street. Know that when you're that close to the goal line, you're not going to throw the ball up in the air and risk somebody intercepting it, because you've got a workhorse in this Lynch guy. You just give him the ball. Guess what? Either that or you make a quarterback sneak. There's a couple of options you can do. An option play. There's all kinds of things you can do with the ball on the ground, and therefore you're not gambling, because when the ball goes up in the air, spit happens.
Spit happens. I've really got to give credit to Brandon Browner. He didn't make the play. He was not the one that made the interception. That was Malcolm Butler. But Brandon Browner knew what was happening, and he's a big guy, and he knows the Seahawks. He was with the Seahawks the past few years. He made the play to break up that pick that allowed Malcolm Butler to just basically out-muscle Ricardo Laquette. You know, we're talking about Russell Wilson with a bad throw, Daryl Bevell, the offensive coordinator, and Pete Carroll with a bad call. How about Ricardo Laquette looking like a chump almost, not really muscling up trying to get that ball?
We tell it like it is, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Some guy shot me an email. Pedro, that wasn't cool, the Bruce Jenner thing. What do you mean it wasn't cool? Come on, the guy's going down the road, somebody looks over, it looks like Bruce Jenner, you're stuck looking at him, boom, you get into a car accident, and you die. It's an accident. Okay, Bruce Jenner's not at fault here, but you've got to be freaking out. Listen, this change with Bruce Jenner,
you didn't see this coming. This guy was like the stud of all studs, 76 decathlon. You know what the decathlon is? That's the man. That's it.
That
the epitome of men's sport.
The greatest athlete in the world. It does. That's what you're.
And
title
now he's
is.
Going in. Now he's going to Zach. And now he's going to go into L.A. bars and get picked up by guys.
Apparently, the name that they've been giving him out here lately is Transgender, and I think it's pretty fitting.
Zach Attack Young from the City of Angels, of course, Dominic Big D Jimenez, and myself, Pedro Fernandez, a.k.a. Johnny Taco in the house. Now, don't forget, Johnny Taco is going to make an on-stage stand-up comedy appearance next Saturday night, the Little Fox Theater in Redwood City, California. And this will be the first time the Taco Man has been on stage doing stand-up comedy since like 1993, 1994. So I've been practicing my ass off the past week and a half, telling the same joke 1,000 times. You get sick of telling it to yourself. But I will be the MC for Sapo. Of course, Sapo is the great Latino band from the Bay Area. And, of course, they have the great Richard Bean on lead vocals. And he was the guy that sung Suavecito. Of course, it was a gold record for Malo back in the 70s. And he's got Sapo. And also on the bill will be the Mission Barrio Project. And, of course, my man Marcus Lopez will be on my show on the Sunday show. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, talking about the event. But Valentine's Day, going to do a little stand-up comedy, have some fun, talk sex, talk moon. What can I say? Valentine's Day, folks, and they're adults, so I'm going to have a good time. Straight up, the Little Fox Theater, February the 14th. We open the show at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Straight up, it's a good night of entertainment, the Little Fox in Redwood City, California. Now, Super Bowl gaffes. Harbaugh? Pete Carroll, there's been other gaffes, but these last few pair, I mean, come on, man. The coaching, you would think these guys, you say they're out trying to coach each out trying to outthink each other and things like that. I just think it was just a mistake. Why can't you say that Pete Carroll made a mistake?
Pete Carroll, I'm not saying Pete Carroll screwed up.
Are you trying to cover for him or what?
Not at all. Pete Carroll screwed up. You know, but people are asking, oh, why would you pass? I'm pretty sure that's what Pete Carroll was thinking.
But we're going to go back to what Zach said. It's a phone booth type of football field, okay? We're talking about this, the 10 yards of the end zone and the 1 yard, the 2 yards he drops back. So maybe there's 12 yards. I mean, that's 10% of the field, okay?
That's why you run that pick play.
Well, he put the ball up in the air. I'm telling you, it wasn't Russell Wilson's decision. It was Pete Carroll's call, right?
Yeah, and it was. And Daryl Bevell, the offensive coordinator. And one thing, you know, if Russell Wilson is a quarterback and he has a couple more years of experience under his belt, he checks out of that call and calls for a run. I really think he does.
Hey, rookie! I mean, the guy won a Super Bowl, Zach, but yet he pulls a gaffe like that and he goes along with the coach. What's he like, on the plantation, listen to the master or what? Come on, man. He should have called his shots. He should have ran the ball himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best mobile quarterbacks in the league. I don't understand what the call was there. I just don't get it. I've tried to figure it out, and I don't understand the logic behind it.
Well, you've got, you know, he's a great runner. Kaepernick was a great runner. Both these coaches had these tools they didn't use, and of course they blew 2 Super Bowls. And the Super Bowl is everything. I mean, it's the biggest sporting event in the world. Unfortunately, I think that other sports are greater, but straight up the NFL and, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, the biggest event in the world as far as sports are concerned. And next year it'll be at Levi's Stadium, and I think I will be down with my press credential. Are you going to come with me, Dominic?
Yeah, I'll be there. Absolutely. Okay. Even though the Niners pretty much have no chance of being in it, I'll still be there.
The 49ers will be there.
Like,
they will be
they'll
there.
They'll physically be there.
In the locker room.
Exactly.
They'll be in the locker room. Straight up, they'll be using their locker, but I'm telling you, they're probably not going to a Super Bowl. Zach Attack Young, you're a big 49er fan. Kurt Warner going to, you know, coach Colin Kaepernick. But, you know, I don't know. You sort of, when a guy's got flaws, and I've noticed this in boxers especially, when a guy has got a flaw and he's perpetrated the flaw over and over again and it's become part of his regimen, it's part of his DNA, you can't break somebody from that. And I think we're looking at that right here, Dominic.
I disagree. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with your stance on boxing, and because you've watched, I'm not even going to go there with the amount. But what Kaepernick's thing, it's an instinct thing where he wants to run. If you can just, you know, tweak his habits, I think it can be fixed. I really do.
Zach Attack Young, would you let Colin Kaepernick run a lot more of the ball, just let him go?
I think they got to let him run more. He has a strong arm. They got to work on his accuracy, but I think they should let him run more. They didn't let him run nearly as much this last year, and I think that there were a lot of situations where they should have.
Is he one of those guys that got ball buffed up and got the big contract and then he sort of flopped, Zach? You think that's what's happening here? He had that nice run, and then he got the money, and then the tattoos and the chicks and, you know, the hooker parties down there in Florida and that kind of good stuff, and he sort of, like, hit his zenith? He started believing his own press releases or what?
It could have been a little bit of that. I kind of think that the offense was starting to get a little stale under Greg Roman. I don't think that they ever had the greatest offense with him as the coordinator, and now he's gone. So it'll be interesting to see who they bring in and how it'll reshape the offense.
Super Bowl 50, will the New England Patriots be there, Zach?
No, I don't think they will. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Seahawks there again, though.
Dominic?
I want to say no, but I also didn't think the Patriots were going to be in the Super Bowl this year. You can't keep Tom Brady and Bill Belichick down.
Okay, here's the question for everybody, the $64,000 question. In fact, I'll ask anybody listening to the sound of my voice anywhere around the world. Is Tom Brady better than Joe Montana? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. There are no two quarterbacks as great as those two guys. Tom Brady, Joe Montana. Who's the greatest? You let me know. It's open phone lines, toll-free, coast-to-coast. I will pay for the call. You can drop the dime, 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Of course, still got some scores to come. The sports update coming up in the next segment, but straight up Gonzaga going tough with the USF down here in the city of by the bay, San Francisco, California, up on the hill. USF Barn, I used to call it. I did some announcing up there, some boxing announcing. Nice place. Bill Russell, NBA great, of course, Hall of Famer. Casey Jones, Hall of Famer. Man, all from USF. USF, not the team it once was, though. But tonight, this sort of looked pretty good. Straight up, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues, all the way down to the little leagues. Go to phbat.com, that's phbat.com, and type in the coupon code PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
NCAA basketball up on the hill here in the city by the bay. San Francisco number two ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs 81-70 over the USF Dons, the top ranked team in the country. University of Kentucky blew out Florida. No, not blew them out. 68-61, of course, still number one. Aaron Harrison scored 23, and of Carl Anthony Towns scored 19 straight up. The Wildcats of the University of Kentucky look like they are going to go to the NCAA Final Four straight up. Let's talk NBA.
NBA, Brandon Knight and the Bucks win 96-93 over the Celtics. The Mavericks with a great comeback, 111-101 over the Blazers. And the Utah Jazz, 102-90 winners over the Sacramento Kings. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat update.
The best quarterback in all of football history? No, some guy just shot me an email, and it wasn't Bart Starr. Come on, Bart Starr couldn't deal with the offense and the defense of the 21st century. Joe Montana or Tom Brady? A couple of votes for Tom Brady, a couple of votes for Joe Montana, sort of in the middle here. Where do you go?
I go Joe Montana. You know, Brady's got all the Super Bowl records. Well, Tom Brady's local, too. Yeah. Tom Brady's got all the Super Bowl records, but he also played in more Super Bowls, and he's lost two. Montana never lost.
Zach Attack Young, who's the best, Montana or Brady?
Montana, 11 touchdowns to no interceptions in his four Super Bowls. I got to go with Montana, and the numbers of yards they threw were actually comparable. And I think that Montana played in an era where you were allowed to really hit the quarterback and you were allowed to really, you know, go after the receivers, which Tom Brady hasn't had to deal with in this era.
You know who gets forgotten in a lot of that? It was John Taylor, wide receiver alongside Jerry Rice, but that was probably the two best wide receivers in the league that time. Obviously, Rice, the best wide receiver of all time.
Oh, of course. You know, the one argument that I will give that Brady has is he's doing it with a bunch of nobodies for the most part. He's throwing a Troy Brown, Deion Branch, Julian Edelman. He never had Jerry Rice guy on the Patriots.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 1 hour to go. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Pedro Fernandez, a.k.a. Johnny Taco. Of course, in the other room is Assyrian Pete controlling the gadgets on the other side of the glass. To my side here is the great Dominic Jimenez, a.k.a. Big D. And in the City of Angels, in his wonderful studio down there in Hollywood, California, is Zach Attack Young. Going to stick around for hour number two. We have open phone lines coast to coast. We're going to talk a little pro wrestling, a little MMA, a little boxing, a little NFL, a little baseball, a little, man, everything. NBA, we haven't even got to the NBA. Straight up, you know, I don't know, Dougie McBuckets, he might be back. He was cited. There was a Dougie McBucket sighting tonight. I'm talking about Ducky McDermott, of course, the former All-Star, All-American out of Creighton. Of course, his father was a coach. That sort of helps, but straight up, 4 years, they went 53 games without losing a game with Dougie. And Dougie's back with the Chicago Bulls. Straight up, stay tuned. Hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and, of course, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is, stick around. Hour number two still to come on Sports Byline.
What the hell's going on out here?
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Strong. In Baghdad, more than 40 people dead after more bombings. This on the last day of a decade-old nightly curfew.
It is part and parcel to sort of the environment that we've been living in here where things are quite tense. And yet the Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, is very intent on restoring some sort of normalcy here in the capital, that he is determined to lift this curfew and have people live their lives normally.
That's correspondent Vivian Salama. In Illinois, more measles.
Health authorities in Illinois are warning that they expect more measles cases there after five infants who attend the same Chicago area daycare center came down with the symptoms. Meanwhile, Santa Fe, New Mexico is announcing that beginning February 17th, students without up-to-date measles shots will not be allowed to attend public schools unless they have valid medical or religious waivers. I'm Rita Foley.
And this is USA Radio News.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women had trouble sleeping. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. With the Blue Card, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone else, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store. There is no way you're going to get any sleep until you get your own free Blue Card. So call 800-627-6620 and order your free Blue Card so that you can rest easy again. Call 800-627-6620.
Some network TV news, as Brian Williams is temporarily relinquishing the NBC Nightly News anchor chair. This after reports surfaced indicating he may have fabricated his involvement in a story where he claimed he was in a military jet that was shot down.
I don't think it's any secret that social media has been full of calls for his resignation. There's a lot of disappointment about loss of credibility.
Robert Reed is the senior managing editor of Stars and Stripes. In Utah, problems with cyber terrorism.
Officials started noticing a sharp uptick in attempts to hack into state computers in 2013, and they think they're the result of the international attention that's been paid to the NSA's $1.7 billion warehouse located in the state. It's a storehouse of massive amounts of information gathered secretly from phone calls and emails. The state says in January of 2013, there was an average of 50,000 hits a day. The next month, the number rose to an average of 75 million attacks a day. I'm Diane Keplate.
And this is USA Radio News.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
The weekly radio addresses today.
President Obama says he'll continue trying to help the middle class, even though the economic figures are much improved.
Over the past 59 months, the private sector has added 11.8 million new jobs, the longest streak on record.
Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio homed in on the president's budget.
He could have laid out policies that would have put us back on track to balance budgets and more economic growth. He could have cut waste, made our government more efficient and effective, and done all in his power to ensure that every single dollar of taxes we pay is spent wisely. But he didn't.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Tuesday's fatal train crash outside New York City has prompted an investigation and some early finger pointing.
The scene of Tuesday's train car crash was scheduled for safety improvements in 2009. Money was allocated, according to public records obtained by the Associated Press, but the improvements, including another set of warning lights, were never put in. New York Senator Charles Schumer says he wants to know why.
Why wasn't the work done? Could it have made this preventable?
Six people died in the crash, five on the train. Funerals have begun. Warren Levinson, New York.
In San Francisco, clearing up the wreckage of a powerful storm that downed trees and power lines.
I'm salvaging the fallen trees for their branches and it's for a project in my garden.
San Francisco International Airport saw delays of up to 90 minutes and 175 flights canceled. While today is partly sunny in the city, the National Weather Service says another big storm will hit tomorrow. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Six minutes past the hour, this is SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Fourth Byline, iHeartRadio, all across the country and around the world, from the lovely studios here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Pedro Fernandez, I see Mike here. Of course, my alter ego, Johnny Taco, will be in the house as well. To my left is the outstanding, the man we call the Big D, Dominic Jimenez. What's up, Big D?
Pedro, this is going to be a lot of basketball coming up this hour. We've got the All-Star teams announced. Steph Curry's the number one overall vote-getter. So here come the Cavaliers. They're playing well. They had a 12-game winning streak. They're up challenging for the division title. And Mark Cuban has called out Kevin Durant, wants to play him one-on-one.
Mark Cuban, not my favorite guy. Zach Attack Young, is Mark Cuban your favorite guy?
No, he's pretty anti-Lakers, so he's not really my favorite guy in the world.
Everybody's anti. We're anti-Lakers up here. You know, we got the second-best team in basketball. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors getting lit up by the Atlanta Hawks last night, but straight up, the Warriors still number two. What's on the plate? You talk about Major League Baseball or what?
Yeah, we got baseball on deck. I mean, we got Pete Rose. You know, he's been considered for the Hall of Fame, possibly. I don't want to steal Dom's thunder on that, but that's a little bit of what we got going on.
As well he should. I spent some time with Pete Rose at a couple of Don King events over the years, and I think he's a great guy to get along with, and straight up, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. The guy's had more hits. I mean, we don't need to go into his stats. He belongs to Cooperstown, no question about that. 1-800, open phone lines coast to coast, and I invite you to call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tonight's show is dedicated in part to Kayla Mueller, 26-year-old girl from Arizona, being held by ISIS in Syria right now. Our best wishes are with her and her family. You are tuned to Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and, of course, iTunes.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It took a lot of technicals at the end. Doc has talked to you about that. Was that a problem that you saw?
But I think that just made it look worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think we got to show better composure, but at the same time, someone was ridiculous. Like, the tech that I got right there was ridiculous. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what she say. That's terrible.
Yeah.
There's no way that can be a tech. We try to get the ball out fast every time down the court.
Yeah.
And when we did that, she said, and I said, why, And she gave me a tech.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then this might not be for her.
Was Clippers point guard, the All-Star Chris Paul, talking about rookie referee Lauren Holtkamp after the Clippers received five technicals against the Cavaliers?
Well, he had a problem with the broad, and he let it be known. I don't think he should have been fined $25,000 for it, because he didn't say anything. He didn't call her a skank. He didn't call. I mean, he didn't attack her. Come on, man.
No. I totally agree. I don't think he meant anything sexist or anything by it. But you are not allowed to criticize the officials. That's it. He criticized her, and he said, "Oh, you know, maybe this isn't for her." Just because he criticized her, he was fined the appropriate amount, the $25,000. I don't think there was anything malintent or anything like that with it, though.
Zach Attack Young, was this chick suffering from the Napoleon syndrome? You know what I'm trying to say? The little guy trying to get things done here, calling all these tees or what?
It seems like it. I haven't really heard of a game where there was that many technicals called in one game. And it was for just like the most mundane things. I've never seen that before. That's a lot of technicals.
Tell me.
She wasn't the one that called all five. Let's just clear that up. She
was part of the crew, though.
She was part of the crew, and that one in particular. See, the thing is, are you going to believe Chris Paul that he said, why, or are you going to, you know, maybe he said something else that might have set her off?
Here's what's up. They were testing that broad. They were. The guys were testing her, okay? There's no doubt about it. The players were, you know, putting, you know, you're rookie, this kind of, you're going to have to eat some crap a little bit. So they were testing her. Okay, she came up with this crew, and this crew said, you know what, we're going to protect our girl. We're not going to let things happen to her. And then the $25,000 fine, that's a standard fine if you criticize a referee, you know, obviously. But, you know, I don't know. Should you be able to criticize an official? You know, being a certified boxing judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions here in the United States, I can't criticize another judge, and I don't in my columns at ringtalk.com or here on the radio. But I think, I don't know, man. You should be... Shouldn't be able to, come on.
There's a certain line that you can...
What line did he cross?
He said this isn't for her.
Exactly.
And he called the other technicals excessive, and he called it a joke.
Well, Zach Attack Young, maybe this isn't for her. Maybe, you know, some people, remember that chick they tried to make it to a fighter pilot? They put her out there, on, and they said she knocked down all these enemy, dropped all these bombs over the Middle East. And a bunch of crap. Like that, like when that hostage grew, when the girl got, I can't remember her name right now. She got held hostage by the Iraqis and shot her way out and that kind of stuff. It was a bunch of crap. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm not feeling too good about this. What about you, Zach? What about you, Dominic?
I have no problem with the fine. That's the standard for the NBA, and Chris Paul is being held to the standards set forth by the NBA with post-game media.
Okay.
Coaches get fined. Players get fined. They do.
Does the chick get more than the benefit of a doubt here? I mean, are they protecting her because she's a chick? I mean, would they have? I mean, come on, man. I've heard guys say things about other referees, and I don't hear these fines coming out. Was it because they were a male referee? I mean,
What do you mean? I just want to clarify this. What do you mean by protecting her?
Well, you know, she's new, and they want this to work. The NBA, NBA, the structure, these NBA referees, they want this to work, see? They want this to work. Sort of like when they brought women policemen on the police force back in the 80s and the 70s, they wanted it to work. So they sort of shifted the rules, sort of moved the lines just a little bit for them to allow for them to give them the benefit of doubt. And they might be doing this in the case of this NBA referee. Now, Zach thinks there's a possibility of it. You say no?
I don't think there is. So you're saying the $25,000 fine is the NBA's way of protecting her?
No, I'm just trying to say is don't mess with our work project.
Yeah, even if it wasn't her.
Consent decree.
Anytime a player or a coach in particular is critical of a referee, they get slapped with a fine. This is nothing out of the ordinary. If this was a regular rookie referee, or if this was a guy, you know, like like Dick Bavetta, if he were still reffing and somebody was critical of him, it would have been the exact same case.
Oh, it was a female. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can weigh in here on Broadgate. The bottom line is, you know, is she that great of a referee? Not yet. She's in her first year. She's got to be given some time, I think, to develop. I mean, it takes a couple, three seasons to get your act together in the NBA, and I'm willing to give her that learning process and this and that. But, you know, five technicals in a game, I can't remember a game in a long time. I think Zach's right. I can't remember a game in a long time where they've had five technicals. Speaking of technicals, technically, the Warriors are no longer the best team in the NBA.
This is correct. The Atlanta Hawks beat them last night 124-116. Wasn't quite as close. It was a 52-52 game at halftime. The Atlanta Hawks took over in the fourth quarter. Warriors continue their streaky scoring, but they did get the win tonight. But yeah, they're the second best team in the NBA right now.
Are they hitting the threes? That's what it said about that's the Warrior key to success, hitting those threes, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, Steph Curry had 10 threes the other night in a 51-point performance. Second player all time to have multiple games of 10 threes. Draymond Green was hitting threes tonight. But in that game against Atlanta, they could not hit jack squat.
Interesting. Zach Attack Young, what's happening down there in the City of Angels? Of course, Zach Attack Young is Donald Sterling's stepson, Donald Sterling being the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. How's dad?
Well, I'm trying to get the new owner to adopt me, but it's not working out so well, Pedro.
Of course, he owns Microsoft, right?
Yeah, or he did at one point.
He's got pockets as deep as a Syrian Pete. Straight up, tell me, what's happening with Donald Sterling's Clippers? Of course, they're not with Donald Sterling anymore. Are the Clippers of note?
Yeah, I mean, they're second in the Pacific Division because you guys have a team up there that's doing pretty well, the Warriors. But other than that, I mean, they've been doing pretty well this year. I think it's a little disappointing. I don't think that they've improved as much under Doc Rivers as you might have hoped, but they're still a solid team that can beat any team on a good night.
And what about my friends down there, of course, the L.A. Lakers? Let me tell you. Folks, you don't know what it was like. When you go to Laker games back in the day when Jerry Buss was running at the L.A. Forum, there were chicks around. Jerry Buss had his Laker girls. The girls were friendly, if you know what I'm talking about, and they were passing around blue pills. And I had no idea what those blue pills were back in 1993, 1991. Had no idea, but they were Viagra. And straight up, they were the earliest Viagra parties I've ever heard of in my life. But straight up, Jerry Buss had all the women down there at the L.A. Forum. Of course, now they're playing at the Staples Center down there in Los Angeles. The Lakers, Kobe's out for the year. Are people happy with Kobe gone, or is the attendance starting to drop?
I think the attendance is starting to drop a little bit. I mean, that's the only reason people were going. People kind of accepted the fact the Lakers were not going to be good this year, but they wanted to see Kobe at least, and he doesn't have a lot of time left, so I think people want to see that. And he still has a little left as a player. He can still give you some really solid performances and be entertaining.
Now, I don't want to see Kobe. I want to see his wife. What's happening with the Sacramento Kings, Dominic?
Sacramento Kings not doing much better than the Lakers. They're 17-32 right now. George Karl was rumored to be their new head coach, but I read a report about an hour and some change ago that that looks less and less likely to happen now, so they still have the interim. A lot of turmoil going on there.
Man, George Karl is like a cheap trick. He's George Karl. He's all over the place, man. He was with Denver. He was here. He was. I mean, the guy's he's probably coached more franchises than any guy in the history. Has he?
He's up there, isn't he? I don't know about that, but he was with Denver for a while, and then they won 50 games, I believe, and got beat by the Warriors in the first round of the playoffs. And they said, bye. Bye, coach. Later, coach.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Roger Goodell Fan Club. If you'd like to join, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. How about that? The Pete Carroll Fan Club. How about good old Pete? What's happening, Pete? You blew the Super Bowl, pal. You blew it. They shouldn't allow you to come back to Seattle. You should be banished. Period. No more coffee, no more Pete Carroll. You tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
866-490-3992.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the little leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com. You know what? In the coupon code box, why don't you type in phbat14 for a nice little deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
NCAA basketball. Gonzaga struggled with the unheralded USF Dons. They won by 9 points, 81-70 up here in the USF, of course, in the City by the Bay, San Francisco. Utah, 79-51 winners over Colorado. And University of Kentucky, number one ranked team in the country, beat Florida 68-61.
All right, the Golden State Warriors with a nice bounce-back win, 106-92 winners over the Knicks. I'm sure Steve Kerr is glad he picked the Warriors' job over the Knicks. The Wizards with a thumping on the Nets, 114-77. Pelicans fall 107-72 to the Bulls, and they lose Anthony Davis with a shoulder injury. And the Sixers win at home. Yes, the Sixers win at home, 89-81 winners over the Hornets. This has been your sports update brought to you by Pro Hammer Bat. If you want more information, go to phbat.com.
And I gaffed. Providence coach Ed Cooley left Saturday's game against Xavier because of an unspecified condition. He was transported to a local hospital via ambulance, and there's no word on what's happening, but his team ended up losing 78-69. Providence, a loser to Xavier today. Of course, back to you. We're talking Major League Baseball. Zach Attack Young, the Giants haven't done smack. They're the world champions, but they're sitting on their hands. They have not done anything to improve the team, especially at third base, and we can go on and on about that. But why are the Giants, is it the Mueller family or the Smith family that owns a big piece of the Giants, and they're cheap? Is that what you hear, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It seems like they didn't want to pay Pablo for whatever reason. I never really understood why exactly they didn't want to pay him, because he was very instrumental in the World Series that they won. So that surprised me. And it just seems that they're not really out there in the market trying to pursue people at this point.
Biggest gaffe in recent Giants history, letting Sandoval get away? Without a doubt.
How much onus can you put on the Giants when Pablo Sandoval has come out and publicly said, I was not going to re-sign with the Giants, even if I didn't give them a chance to make me a final offer after I turned in the Boston numbers. I wanted to go to Boston.
Yeah, but here's what's up. But they had the shot at him before the season when he was all trim and that kind of stuff in the spring training. They could have approached him right then and there and made a deal with him there because he was open for a deal at that point. The Boston thing came on later, but more power to him. He's going to Beantown. He's going to become a big star. And you sort of said I think he'll be knocking the ball out of that band box all the time.
No, Pablo Sandoval does not have the power needed to be a home run hitter. And as soon as he gets into one of his slumps, he's a very streaky hitter. The Boston fans are going to eat him alive. They will.
Straight up, I think Pablo Sandoval is going to do well in Boston, and he doesn't think he's going to do too well. Zach Attack Young, Pablo Sandoval, the guy that got to replace him. Straight up, what's his name?
Casey McGee.
Casey McGee. Now, there's a name that you can remember for the rest of your life, right? No, like Ray Sadecki in the Orlando Cepeda trade. It ain't going to happen, okay? But he was playing in Japan a couple years ago, made a big comeback last year. But nobody fills this guy's shoes because he's Mr. October. Señor Octubre is what they call this guy. Who can replace him? Nobody, Zach.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I don't know how this new guy is going to fit in, and it just seems a little baffling. I mean, if Sandoval really wanted to leave, I'm not sure he could be saying that and not necessarily telling the truth because he kind of has to embrace his new home, you know? But if he wanted to leave, maybe there's nothing they could do. It just seems like they could have found a better replacement than they did.
Why is Brian Sabian not doing anything? Why is he sitting on his hands? He's got the world champions here. Is he going to sit on his hands and figure, I don't have to win this year, I can just live off my laurels of last year? All the games are sold out.
Brian Sabian, the way he operates is, A, we never know the full story. We don't. He operates it keeps his cards close to the vest. The other thing with Sabian is he has a history, a track record, if you look at it, at filling in pieces here and there. He very rarely does he ever make that huge splash in free agency. You look back at it, he signed Aubrey Huff. He signed Edgar Renteria, these kind of guys. Those are the kind of moves Brian Sabian makes, and they've worked. They've got three titles in 5 years. Casey McGee is a solid third baseman. He's no Pablo Sandoval. I would be the first to admit it. But Casey McGee, a two-time All-Star, he's a solid third baseman. And they just brought in Norichika Aoki a few weeks ago.
I'm snoring on you. Casey McGee sucks. And you watch, this year's going to have to be a great year. Exactly. That's what they're saying when they got rid of Sandoval and let him go. I know you say it was all about Pablo going to Beantown, but I think they could have got him in the early part of last season, but they insulted him by not making an offer, and he was slim and trim. When he was a trim panda, they didn't make him an offer.
They did.
I don't think they made him an offer in spring training.
I will wager money that they made him an offer. It's not what he wanted.
No, I understand they matched Boston's offer. What I'm trying to say is
No. In spring training, they made him an offer. It's not what Pablo wanted. He wanted 6 years, $90 million. The Giants weren't willing to give him that money at spring training.
Why not? They wanted to give him $4 million for 45, 4 years for $45 million. Well, why not just give him the money? If he wants the money, give it to him. Basically, listen, the Giants have, what, three World Series in the blink of an eye. Three World Series championships, unheard of in recent baseball history. Probably, you know, like the New York Yankees, things like that. But straight up, not as far as the SF Giants are concerned. And they let one of their integral players get away, and seemingly they could have signed him. You say they couldn't have signed him, man, but I don't know. Straight up, I'm looking at the Giants and thinking that they're cheap. They didn't go out and spend any other money. They could have bought some arms. I mean, the pitchers, come on, the Giants pitching staff,
There's question marks. And like I said, Sabian is a patch-the-holes kind of guy. They tried to get John Lester. He ultimately decided not to come here. That's the biggest name maybe outside of Max Scherzer, but he was another 40-plus million more than John Lester. They were in on John Lester. They were.
I don't know. I think the fact that Billy Bean can do his thing across the bay, in the city by the bay, of course across the bay, I'm talking about Oakland, California, and put together a winning team with such a minuscule payroll, I think it's indicative of what a genius he's all about. And if he was over here, imagine what he could do if he had the Giants' money. But the Giants aren't spending any money, and I just don't get that. I mean, if you're the world champions, you would think that guys would want to come here and play. I mean, that's the way it was in the past. They want to come to winning franchises. I mean, Jake Peavy is going to be one of our starters.
Jake Peavy was one of your starters down the stretch, and you weren't complaining.
But look at his record last year. Was it barely .500?
Take a look at what Jake Peavy did when he came to San Francisco. He was your best starter, not named Madison Bumgarner, down the stretch, got you into the playoffs. You cannot knock Jake Peavy's body as a whole when more than half of it was in Boston.
Not a big fan of his. All right, let's switch gears now. Let's talk about the NFL. Straight up, Jerry Rice was admitting on the ESPN video at ESPN.com. He admits that he used to spray Stickum on his gloves to catch footballs. He said, quote, "I know this might be a little illegal, guys, but I used to put a little Stickum on them to make sure that texture is a little sticky," Rice said. Is that cheating, Dominic?
Yeah, Stickum was illegal at the time. It still is. Jerry Rice, he cheated.
Now, didn't Jerry Rice go out there and get all over Tom Brady as well just a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, he did. Jerry Rice does not look like he looks like a hypocrite right now.
Let's Zach straight, Attack Young, he's the best receiver in the history of the game, probably the best pound-for-pound player of all time, but bit of a hypocrite, huh?
Yeah, a little bit in that case. I mean, I think most guys probably do stuff like that, but you can't call someone out when you're doing it.
1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You know, Gaylord Perry used to throw spitballs. He was famous for that. Actually, he used Vaseline. I don't know how that worked, but he said he used to use Vaseline. And then Don Sutton, I remember one time they found him, and he had an emery board, a piece of sandpaper, an emery board in his glove, and he was scuffing up the baseball. So they've been doing stuff for a long time in different sports and cheating in this net. But, you know, I got to tell you, I can go along with some of that cheating to an extent where it's, you know, not killing anybody. But lately, the big cheating's been in contact sports. Of course, the use of anabolic steroids by the most prolific fighter in the history of the game, Anderson Silva, just last week in Las Vegas, and the Nevada City Athletic Commission, knowing a month in advance that he had tested positive for not one steroid, but two. I mean, come on, man. This doesn't look good. The sport's taking it on the chin.
Yeah. It's bad, and it doesn't help when he tested positive months ago and was still allowed to fight. That's an even bigger black eye on the USC.
And Zach Attack, you know, my buddy Nick Diaz out of Stockton, California, Mr. Asperger Syndrome, Aspergers. I want you to get it right. He's got his issues, and he's Mr. TAC. We knew he was going to come in with some weed in the system. Big deal, but they overturned the fight. It should have been overturned, but what does this say about Anderson Silva's entire catalog, his entire body of work? Does this call it all into suspicion?
Yeah, I think it does. And a little known fact about Silva is his nickname is the spider because of his eight limbs. And I think that's an unfair advantage as it is, because that means that he has four extra limbs that he can inject steroids into that other guys don't have.
Okay. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. No, this wasn't Sports Overnight in America, the weekend edition on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We kick it here every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, for a couple of hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Of course, that's where Christian called from. This TuneIn.com, this app is pretty cool. You can take it anywhere you go around the world, tune in. Of course, you've got the Stitcher.com app. You've got iTunes for the delayed shows. You've got iHeartRadio for both live and delayed. There's all kinds of ways to listen to Sports Byline Broadcasting, Sports Byline programming here on the Internet, of course. And I just named about 10 of them. But you can always go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Listen Live button. And 24/7, we've got the best shows coming at you always on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Big D, what's up next?
We got maybe a little more basketball, maybe a little more football. We're touching everything. We got a little bit of everything coming.
And of course, we got golf as well. And no, we're not playing taps for Tiger Woods this week, because Tiger hurt his back and Tiger may be toast, like I said he was. We won't rub it in, but he's toast. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Visit the majestic state of Alaska on an unforgettable tour and cruise with YMT Vacations, and for a limited time, save up to $1,000 per couple. Discover the best of Alaska, including Talkeetna, the Iditarod Sled Dog Headquarters, Denali National Park, and the Wildlife Conservation Center before your cruise. Then enjoy Seven Nights on the Sun, one of Norwegian Cruise Line's modern ships, offering a freestyle concept, and sail through impressive Hubbard Glacier with port stops in Icy Strait Point, Juneau, the state capital, Skagway, where the gold rush began, and Ketchikan, a city built on stilts over the water. Plus, you'll cruise the scenic Inside Passage and visit the cities of Vancouver and Seattle before flying home. Prices start at only $1,699 plus tax, and low-cost airfare is available too. For details and reservations, call YMT Vacations at 1-888-400-5770. That's 1-888-400-5770. Or go to ymtvacations.com.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Not exactly your typical combat sports update comeback, but I guess you got to take it when it's thrown at you from the other side of the glass. He did it for shock value. Yes, I am shocked. 1-800-878-7... Sound like a bunch of leprechauns. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. February 14th, Valentine's Day night, UFC Fight Night, Fox Sports 1 in the main event. Number 5 ranked Benson Henderson is a lightweight, of course, a former lightweight champion, taking on Brandon Thatch. Henderson coming in at 21-5. Brandon Thatch coming 11-1. Brandon Thatch is a natural welterweight. Henderson moving up from 155 to 170, but Henderson's a big dude. What's happening here, Zach, and why?
Well, I honestly think that Ben Henderson might just be on the downward side of his career, and I think that he didn't stop anybody except one person in the UFC while he was a lightweight, and I don't think he's going to carry any power to welterweight with him. So I think Benson Henderson is in a lot of trouble here. I think Thatch is going to win.
Okay. That's UFC Fox, UFC on Fox Sports 1. Valentine's night, Henderson versus Thatch, that is the main event. Now, what's happened to my buddy Scott Coker, of course, the CEO at Bellator? He's saying he's one of the latest Bellator guys box professionally, and Dana White wouldn't let it happen, but he said he's willing to go for it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I think that it's a good cross-promotion for both sports. I don't think that it's bad to have them box, and I think it's the type of thing where you see these MMA guys get injured so often that doing a different sport actually might be good, the same way that they encourage kids to try a bunch of different sports instead of playing baseball a year to where they're getting like Tommy John surgery at 12. I think this is the type of thing that could actually be good. It could keep them from getting injured so often.
Zach Attack Young, what's happening in the world of Bellator?
Well, on February 13th, 2015, Bellator 133 is going on from the Save Mart Center in Fresno. So that's up a little closer to you guys, in between you guys and me. And in the main event, we got veteran Melvin Manhoff, 29-12-1. He's taking on Alexander Shemenko, 51-9. So Shemenko was the former light heavyweight champion. That's 205 in Bellator. And he's going to take on Melvin Manhoff, who's had kind of a rough patch lately. He was stopped in a few fights recently, and it should be an interesting fight. I think that Melvin Manhoff should win here, but it's an interesting fight. And in the co-main event, we got Pat Curran, one of the most popular fighters in Bellator. He's 20-6, taking on Daniel Whiteshell, 34-8. I think Curran will win that one, but it's a pretty decent event. It looks like a good fight, and it's right before Valentine's Day, so if you got a special lady to watch it with, there you go.
Okay, is it worth me driving down from Frisco to Fresno for this card?
I think so. I think it's a pretty solid card. Best Bellator card I've seen in a little while.
Of course, that's brought to you by Scott Coker and Company. Scott Coker's been a guest on the show. Scott Coker's been in studio. Scott Coker's got an attitude, but that's Scott Coker. That's what makes Scott Coker Scott Coker. Now, we're talking NFL. It's the end of the season. Dominic, what does that mean?
It means it's award season. Super Bowl's done. We got our NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP, Tom Brady. And they handed out all of the NFL awards right before the Super Bowl
Joe Montana.
MVP of the season, Aaron Rodgers. Offensive Player of the Year, DeMarco Murray. Defensive Player of the Year, no surprise, J.J. Watt. And Offensive Rookie of the Year, the man, Odell Beckham Jr. The guy's an absolute freak.
You didn't mention Johnny. You didn't mention Johnny Football, Zach Attack Young. Why come you didn't mention Johnny Football?
Well, I mean, he did have those wonderful two games that he started where I think he had a quarterback rating of 4 or something like that. I think he deserved to be Rookie of the Year this year, but I don't know. Dom snubbed him, I guess.
Rookie of the Year on the party scene.
We're having fun. That's not just an image. That's really him?
No, Johnny Manziel likes going out. He likes going out. Yeah, that's not an image.
You know, we fired one guy off the show here. I won't mention his name, but we fired him. Remember, we got together, we booted the guy off the show because the guy drank and didn't show up half the time. And when he did show up, he farted in the studio and things like that. We booted his ass out of here. And, of course, now Johnny Manziel may be getting the boot. They've got a lot of money invested in him, though.
And exactly, and that's why they're not going to give him the boot yet, because they have that first-round pick and money invested in him. So he checked himself into rehab about a week and a half ago. We're going to see if he can clean up his act and get his stuff together to be an NFL quarterback. His work ethic is not there.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Super Bowl, obviously coming back to the city by the bay. And, of course, the last time we had a Super Bowl here was in Palo Alto, right at the at Stanford.
Stanford Stadium.
Yeah, Stanford Stadium. And there was a cornerback that got hurt that day. I think his name was Fuller. Was it Jeff Fuller? He got hurt that day. Was it Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got hurt. He got paralyzed and never came back. But Eddie D took care of him.
Yeah, Eddie D.
And I want to bring this up, is that Eddie D. Bartolo took care of these guys, okay? I miss Eddie D. I told you, the parties used to throw for us out there at Candlestick, they were like second to none. Mm-hmm. Better than Jerry Buss's parties, except Jerry Buss's parties had chicks and blue pills.
Yeah.
Okay, but Eddie D. was the man.
Yeah, Eddie DeBartolo, the way things changed once he left and handed the team over to his sister, Denise York, and her husband, John York, things changed not for the better there.
Here's what you do. You bribe the governor of the state in which Eddie DeBartolo was convicted. Most like Don King did back there in Ohio when he got out of that murder rap. Got the pardon. You pardon him. You let him come back. You let him do his NFL thing, because I think that Eddie DeBartolo, I really think that, God, he was for the guys. He was for the players. I brought up the Fuller thing because he took care of Fuller. If Fuller couldn't have worked another day in his life, he would have been taken care of and his family and another couple of generations. Eddie D was a man, of course. Now we've got the Yorks, and the Yorks are not favored by anybody here in the SF Bay Area, except for the Silicon Valley skanks down there. They like him because he brought the team down there.
Yeah, he brought the team down there. He brought money opportunities down there. That's about it.
How good is that stadium?
It's a beautiful stadium. I will give them full credit. It's a beautiful stadium. The parking situation sucks. That didn't get much better moving from Candlestick down to Great America Parkway, but the stadium is absolutely beautiful. And a cool thing, they built it vertically and not horizontally, so higher up, you still got a great view.
Speaking of the great Candlestick Park, folks, they tried to name it Monster Park. Come on. It's Candlestick Park. It came to us in 1958 when the Giants came out here from New York City. Of course, the Dodgers went to L.A. from Brooklyn. But the Giants came out here, Willie Mays, 1958. And, of course, they originally played in Steel Stadium until Candlestick Park was done. It was supposed to be the revolutionary new stadium, but it was a wind tunnel. And Willie Mays, had he not played in Candlestick Park, would have probably hit about 900 home runs. I kid you not. I mean it.
I know. I'm not going to disagree with you at all there.
You know, but they're tearing down the ballpark this week, and it was a bit sad. And I went out there, and I had my little candle. Let me tell you about Candlestick. I used to sneak into that place when I was a kid, okay? I used to climb up on the wall in the towers, the light towers. We used to slide up there. They used to put grease on them, so we used to wear gloves. Okay? We slide up these things, and we climb over. Now, one time, an SF policeman told me when I was on top of the wall to come back down. I fell off the wall, hurt myself. He gave us free hot dogs and great seats, all that kind of good stuff, because he felt guilty. But I'm telling you, the memories, having done the last couple of boxing events there, thanks to the promoter Ben Batista, having been in the locker room when Bill Walsh went from the winner's circle to the press room afterwards, Candlestick Park, the Beatles concert. I mean, it's an epic, colossal failure, because as a stadium, it sucked, but it had all kinds of memories, Dominic.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the stadium's life there, you were people calling it, it's a dump, but it's our dump. The memories and all of the memorable events at Candlestick, it was an icon. It just was a piece of junk.
Zach Attack Young down there in L.A., are they talking about bringing the Rams back still? Well, we were talking about that about a month ago, and then, bang, nothing.
You haven't heard anything. I don't think that they're not supposed to do it the next season, I don't think. But I think the season after that they'll probably bring the Rams back.
Rosenblum chick that brought them from L.A. to St. Louis, which I think was like I can't believe that. Like, what did we say St. Louis was like the number 19 market? Somewhere around there, right?
Middle of the pack.
And you go from the number 2 market to the number 19 market. Was she a buffoon or what?
I don't know what her motivations were. It happened so long ago that I can't even offer an explanation. There had to have been some kind of motivation there, whether it was money or – I take that back. It was probably money.
I've been to St. Louis. Outside of the arches, the golden arches there that look like the McDonald's, okay, it's nothing to write home about. It's really not. And if you go to East St. Louis, which I went to East St. Louis, Don King told me, never go to East St. Louis, Pedro. Don't go to East St. Louis. I couldn't wait to go to East St. Louis, okay? So I took my camera crew. We were doing some TV back there. Took my camera crew, drove to East St. Louis because I was going to do a piece on Corey Spinks, the son of Leon Spinks. And I was going to do this piece from the mean streets of East St. Louis, you know, where all these hoods are on the street. So I saw these hood guys, and I told my cameraman, get ready, we're going to go around the block. So we went around the block. We stopped the car to shoot these camera guys, and the guy pulled out a gun. He said, you think we're playing? We'll shoot your ass. So I'm telling you, East St. Louis, Don King was right. Stay the hell out of East St. Louis. But as far as the Rams are concerned, they need to come back home. Straight up, Southern California, where would they play if they came back? Still the Coliseum, Zach, or what?
No, they're supposed to build a whole new stadium if they come back, which will be interesting. It's supposed to be in the actual city of Los Angeles itself. So we'll see how that goes.
That would be interesting, of course, to bring back major. I mean, you know, let's be honest. It's number 2 market in the country. I'm stunned. It's sort of like, why did Pete Carroll throw the ball there in the Super Bowl? I'm sort of stunned why the number 2 market in this country does not have an NFL franchise. It's crazy. Why does Houston have one? And I can go on and on. Carolina.
Well, I mean, Texas loves football. That's why there's a team in Houston. Texans love their football. Not much else going on in Texas other than football. Pee-wee football, high school football, college, NFL. Oh, man, so much football.
1-800-878-7529. One segment to go. 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com, SportsByline.com, Cable Radio Network Channel 2. Any more? Yes, probably about 10, but straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All right, this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the little league. Go to phbat.com, that's phbat.com, and in the coupon code box, yeah, do yourself a favor, type in phbat14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
Number two ranked Gonzaga struggled with the University of San Francisco, but they won by 9 points, 81-70 up here in the City by the Bay. San Francisco, Utah was a 79-51 winner over Colorado. Number one ranked University of Kentucky beat Florida by 7 points, 60-61, and going back to dominate.
The Milwaukee Bucks, 96-93 winners over the Boston Celtics. The Dallas Mavericks, Dallas, very nice 111-101 win over the Blazers, and the Utah Jazz hold it down at home, 102-90 winners over the Sacramento Kings.
Only in the world of sports, folks, can a decathlon champion from 1976 change sexes. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. But Bruce Jenner is, of course, going to become a woman, and this today he was involved in a traffic accident down there in Southern California. Some guy was driving by and said, oh, it looks like Bruce Jenner. Hey, hit the brakes. Boom. He died. Bruce Jenner wasn't hurt, but it's like Bruce Jenner in the headlines, man. It's a little crazy. Dominic?
You know what, Pedro, we got to talk about, we got a couple minutes here. We're going to talk NBA All-Star Weekend is next weekend. And, you know, everybody talks about the All-Star game, the physical game. But I think the best parts, I'm sure Zach can agree, are the three-point shootout, the slam dunk contest, everything besides the All-Star game.
Zach, who wins the three-point contest?
Maybe James Harden. I wouldn't be surprised if he won. Maybe Ray Allen will come back just for the contest or something. You never know what could happen this year.
And you know, Pedro, it's funny you mentioned the three-point shootout. I think this is going to be the event of the weekend. Normally, it's highlighted by the slam dunk contest. Nobody cares about the slam dunk contest this year. It's got a bunch of, I can't call them nobodies.
That's because nobody really dunks.
Who wants to see Mason Plumlee dunk?
Because Michael Jordan's not dunking because Julius Erving's not dunking. You know what I'm saying? These guys were dunk experts. They made the dunk look exquisite. But now, who cares?
It's just guys that can jump at this point. But the three-point shootout's got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Wes Matthews, Kyle Korver, one of the best shooters in NBA history, Marco Bellinelli, the reigning champ, J.J. Redick, Kyrie Irving, and as Zach said, James Harden. It's a stacked field. It's going to be fun to watch.
This is Sports Overnight America, folks, the weekend edition. If you joined the show, of course, you can join us each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. We talk a couple of hours of sports. My name is Pedro Fernandez. My alter ego is, of course, Johnny Taco. And Johnny Taco is going to be part of the Sapo show at the Little Fox Theater in Redwood City, California. That's 1 week from tonight, Saturday night, February the 14th. Johnny Taco will MC an event topped by Sapo. And, of course, platinum recorded artist Richard Bean, when he was back with Malo singing Suavecito, former Santana guy, straight up nice evening of entertainment brought to you by my boys down there at the Little Fox and the Mission Barrio Project and my man Marcos Lopez. We'll talk about that tomorrow on tomorrow's show. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific, I'm 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where I talk boxing and mixed martial arts. That's 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sunday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, we go live on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. That's Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So straight up, lots of shows to listen to as far as the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is concerned. And you can always go to iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio.com. Download the app. You can take this show anywhere you go. Any of the Sports Byline shows. Anywhere you go. 24/7 on your tablet or your smartphone. Speaking of smartphones, I got a smart guys around me. That's why I look so good, folks. I surround myself with brilliant people. Assyrian Pete in the other room. Dominic, you are fantastic tonight.
Thank you, as were you and Zach, Pedro. It was a good show.
Zach Attack Young, you hit it out the ballpark once again, man. Say hello to Jasmine. We'll talk real soon.
All right, sounds good, Pedro. Thank you.
Zach Attack Young, Dominic Jimenez, Assyrian Pete on the other side of the glass. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is the best show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.